Smith, sir, I need to correct you. You're undefeated with Tony Smith being honored as the Marquette legend of the
game. Know what? I heard someone being honored, but it was like
– I felt bad for Dwayne.
You were busy, Coach.
I was busy, but I heard and I did hear – you know, a roar of applause from the Marquette folks. So I said, that must be someone pretty good.
The way you won has to be so special given recent games, correct?
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing how adversity makes, you know, when you are able to break through and have a big, close win like today, makes that even more special. I mean, I really thought, guys, we played well enough to win a couple Wednesdays ago at UConn. And then last Saturday at St. John's. But, you know, whether it's this time of year or any time, that doesn't get you anything in the win-loss column. And so part of the challenge is, you know, can you stay stubborn in your insistence that you're not far away from being exactly where you need to beat some of the best teams in the country? And Xavier's got a heck of a team. I think they're an NCAA tournament team. Obviously, the games that we've played this year have been extremely close and back and forth. But our guys showed incredible fight to come back, take the lead, and then hang on down the stretch.
Yeah, I was going to say, Coach, what's the key? Down 14, and, man, I mean, Xavier's got it cooking. Conwell's on fire. I mean, a lot of things not looking good for you. How do you pull yourselves out of that mentally, first of all?
Well, I thought, you know, our guys did a good job staying in the moment throughout the game, even in the first half. You know, we were getting a lot of good shots around the basket and not finishing. I told the guys they haven't blocked a shot yet, so go finish. And then they didn't the whole game. We got better. Halftime was important because the way that the guys looked and the way that they talked to each other was as if we have a chance to win the game, even though we were losing by double figures. You know, we started the half well, and then Xavier went on a run. It's a 14-point game, and obviously that's a swing moment where it can go either way. But our guys showed incredible fight during that moment, got some big stops, overcame Ryan Conwell having an all-time great game.
Oh, yeah, he did. And then you guys also took advantage here. Like points in the paint, huge, huge difference. Second-chance points, you guys doubled them up, and then points off turnovers doubled them up too.
Well, we only turned the ball over four times, which is, to me, it's always a sign that the guys are really, really locked in.
Right.
And, you know, we made, you know, just enough free throws, obviously, down the stretch. Those were two huge ones from Stevie.
And two huge threes by Royce Parham in the second half. I mean, there were so many things, you needed them all, and you got them from a number of different people.
Well, when you win, that's what happens. You know, you have a bunch of guys going in the game contributing and making plays that when you go back and watch the tape, you had to have. When you lose, you're scrapping and clawing and trying to find a way, particularly with close losses, to find one or two more of those plays that you can make. And so, again, I'm really proud of our guys, you know, for staying with our process and, most importantly, staying with each other.
I'm guessing they like the opportunity for another shot at St. John's.
Well, if you're a competitor, you better. I mean, they've won this league. They're playing on their home floor. They're playing with a lot of confidence. You know, I think they've won, I mean, damn near every game, maybe all but one since New Year's Day. So,
correct.
Obviously, they're at a high level. But, you know, we can look back at the game from last Saturday. You know, we can learn certain things. We can try to do certain things better. But, yeah, we're grateful, man, for this opportunity to stay here, walk up that tunnel again tomorrow night.
Thanks. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you, guys.
Marquette head coach Shaka Smart. Again, the post-game interview brought to you by Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Your win is waiting. So we get Stevie Mitchell and we get Shaka Smart. I'll bet. I'll have to
check.
Who
else can we get?
No. We need only people.
Wait,
only people that are the smartest player in their conference. Stevie Mitchell won the award, yeah. Academic, whatever they call it. And I'll bet the Shaka Smart won it when he was playing.
Think so?
At Kenyon College. Yep. I'm guessing he won some academic
award.
That's
fine. Sounds good. I still want to get D-Wade on, though.
Okay. Well,
text him.
No, I won't. No.
Okay.
He's probably a little disappointed he didn't win Legend of the Game.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Has he ever been at a Marquette game in his life in which they honored a legend and it wasn't him? I will bet if I ask him, he'll say never.
Right.
And he's honored. You set the standard. All right, Marquette wins at 89-87. We'll close it out after this final timeout. Marquette basketball from Learfield.